Hello, everyone. Do you like movies? Do you like seeing movies on the big screen? Who doesn't? We do. The rumble of the sound, the smell of the popcorn, a nice cold drink in your hand. We are the Cinema Guys, and we love nothing more than watching movies. Welcome to our podcast, where we want to give you our thoughts on movies from someone just like you. I'm Brad Hargis, and with me is my co-host, Justin Dunn.
Hey, how's it going? So today, our main review is going to be Star Trek Beyond. Just to give you some of our thoughts on that. And we also want to give you some thoughts on some of the things that we're enjoying at home. Watch it on Netflix or iTunes. Is that what you do? You fancy?
It's always good to know some new stuff to watch at home.
Yeah, so let's get started.
Well, before we get to our thoughts on the movie, we're going to start things off with a little something we call trailer trash. This is where we give you our thoughts on a few trailers that we've seen in front of movies recently.
And we do see a lot, and always the same ones.
First up was a trailer for Space Between Us, starring Asa Butterfield, who you may know from Ender's Game, and Britt Robertson from last summer's Tomorrowland.
Yeah, and it starts off in space, which is awesome. You see the kid from Ender's Game, you're like, what? Is this Ender's Game 2? Okay, no. And suddenly he's in I haven't seen the movie and I haven't read anything. Although all I know is from the trailer, he's in space. He's the first kid born on Mars. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then it turns into some love story
when he comes back. And it's kind of like a Nicholas Sparks in space.
Nicholas Sparks in space is exactly what it is. I was waiting for Ryan Gosling to like poke out at any time and be like, hey, how's it going? I built a house. Or Channing Tatum. You need Channing Tatum. Oh, he's yes. Like, isn't he in like
he's,
everyone?
He's like dreamy.
Zac Efron, really hot guys. So then in that case, Ender does not fit the bill for
No, not at all. So yeah, I will probably not end up seeing that movie.
Oh, I probably will. At some point, you'd be bored, be like, oh, gotta see it. Because it sounds interesting. What's the next one?
Next up, it's kind of a surprise trailer last week. It was a movie previously marketed as The Woods, and then last week they announced that it was the new Blair Witch.
Oh, I did not know that they hit it with another title.
Yes.
That's kind of fancy.
They had marketed it and filmed it as something else until last week.
So what, did you see it actually in the theater?
No, I didn't see it in the theater.
Because that would have been really scary. It looks freaking awesome.
It looks amazing. I love the original Blair Witch. The Book of Shadows, the second one, was terrible, but...
I always had this thing, and I probably still will do it. I wanted to get the Blair Witch on VHS and, like, throw away the cover and, like, scuff it up and then find it one day in the attic and be like, kids, what's this random movie I found? And then play
for
them.
Oh, it's someone's home movie.
And scare the hell out of my kids. That's what I thought would be the ultimate. But now, if there's this new one, they'll hear about it and it'll all be ruined. Thanks for ruining my great parenting plans. But it does look crazy. It does look awesome. Although it doesn't seem like they're doing the hold the camera.
It looks like some of it is.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, maybe. I don't know. It comes out soon, so we will see.
September 16th.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Before we move on, we're going to take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor, Red Tree Coffee Shop and Art Gallery.
Oakley. The fastest growing community in Cincinnati right now. The hip place to be. We got Mad Tree beer coming. We got the new Cineplex, all this other stuff. You know what we need? We need a place where we can get coffee. I can meet friends. I can rent it out for events, perhaps. I can eat some food from lots of local delicatessens. I could maybe display some of my art because I'm an artist. Do you know of a place like this?
I don't know of a place like this.
Well, I do. It's called Red Tree Art Gallery and Coffee Shop. Right here in the heart of Oakley. You can go anytime from 8 to 6, get coffee, get food, get on the internet, surf the Wi-Fi, do work from home. You can rent it out for big parties. You can rent it out the side room for small parties. It is a great place to be. So if you're out there and you need local roasted coffee, you want to see really well done local art, local handmade gifts for teachers, parents, birthday presents, Christmas, Red Tree Art Gallery and Coffee Shop is the place to be.
So, Star Trek Beyond. We recently went and saw Star Trek Beyond. I could say for myself, like, I'm not a Trekkie by any means. I love the show and the movies, but and J.J. Abrams, this new universe that he's kind of reset, has been fun. I liked the first one. Didn't like the second one as much.
But. So on a level of Trekkiness, though, let's say 10 is like you go to the convention, you memorize where the beryllium spheres are or whatever else is in the Enterprise, and 1 being like I hate, you know, I don't even know what a Klingon is or a Vulcan. Where would you say you are going into this film?
I'd probably say 6 or 7.
Were you a 6 or 7 before J.J. Abrams' new ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan is my favorite one, probably.
Oh, we were talking about this today. I was talking about this earlier today. This is the Genesis missile, right? Is that the big thing in Wrath of Khan?
Yes, it does have that, yes.
the Genesis missile. Which is how Spock doesn't die, right? The Genesis missile? Because he dies.
He dies to save the crew.
We can talk about Star Trek Beyond just one second, but for the Genesis missile, the idea was it was supposed to launch and like almost terraform a new planet, right?
Correct.
But it hit Khan's planet and killed all his friends? Is that what happened?
No. Spock saved the Enterprise. Like, he had to... Oh, I don't know.
And was it in a different time zone? Because it didn't say Vigor, but it was really Voyager.
No. It was all set in that current timeline right now. Right. Unless you're thinking of Star Trek Into Darkness, where they tried to do the same storyline, but kind of reverse it.
Okay, so you're 6 or 7. I think I was probably, and being a big sci-fi guy, maybe a solid 5, right in the middle. I've always loved all the movies. Episode 4 being my favorite, the one where they get the whales.
That's
Voyage
a good one.
Home, is that what it's called?
Yes. as most, like, the originals, all, like, pretty much all the even ones were good, and all the odd ones were not so good.
And so, that one's I love that one. I just always thought it was so cool with the whales. But, anyways, so that being said, I thought this one was really good. I liked it. It was better than Into Darkness, not as good as Star Trek, the remake with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I agree. It was very enjoyable. It had, like, some good action set pieces. It didn't, you know, it didn't quite have that villain that you're just like, oh, yes.
Come on! No Klingons yet.
No Klingons. It was a new villain. He wasn't really it. I mean, I don't want to give anything away. You know, no spoilers here. But it's...
Oh, we can't give spoilers. Oh, there goes all my talks. So can I say the name Idris Elba? We can all know he's in it, right?
Yeah.
Do we know he's the bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, he was. I love him as an actor. I think he is.
I think he's
freaking
a great
awesome.
Actor.
He was a horrible villain, I thought.
He wasn't anything special. He's very, like, very similar to, like, Star Trek Insurrection or Nemesis, where it was, like, kind of a cool villain, but they weren't, like...
Yeah, I felt like they borrowed the costume from Alan Rickman from Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
It's almost like the same skull, you know, head vein thing happening. I was like, please say by Grapthar's hammer. But he doesn't say it by Grapthar's hammer. I thought he was just okay, and I didn't understand his deal. Like, I guess we don't get into that. Like, what he can do with his abilities or what he can't do.
Yeah, they kind of touch on what the things that he does a little bit, but they don't really go too deep into it. It's kind of like an in-between action scenes.
I like the action. I feel like it's just as good as all the first, like the first one and the second one. The pacing's good. I thought the whole film was really good. There was just a few things I just thought were a little weird. Like the motorcycle thing drives me crazy.
The random motorcycle in the middle of some planet.
Some random planet. And it's like the same motorcycle his dad had. Like, oh, what are the chances of all the planets in the world that you land on one that had a ship that had the same motorcycle? But that's not even it. It's this planet that they can barely walk around the entire movie. They can't even, you know, they can barely walk from one setting to the next. But now all of a sudden he just has perfect motorcycle tracks on it and like dirt bike. It's like dirt bike. It's like a cyc bike. You're like, oh man, they just really designed this for Earth 2000 or 19th century motorcycles.
They just needed a muscle car in there.
20th century motorcycles. Dang it.
I mean, it was directed by Justin Lin, who did the Fast and the Furious. They just needed Vin Diesel to come in with a Charger.
And you love the Fast and the Furious.
I do love their guilty pleasures there. I do love those movies.
I think I saw the first two and then 20 minutes of Tokyo Drift.
Which is one of the worst of them all.
But I am a Paul Walker fan. Or rest in peace. Was a Paul Walker fan. I guess you can still be a Paul Walker fan, right?
Yeah, you can still be a Paul Walker fan. Star Trek Beyond and with Anton Yelchin.
Anton Yelchin. It was sad. Well, hold on, here's predictions. Okay, so what do you think they're going to do in the next movie with the Chekhov character? Do you think they're going to just write him off screen? Do you think they're going to kill him? Like a computer animated Anton?
I don't think they'll kill him off. I think they're going to just give him a nice send-off, whether he gets another ship or his own ship, or just kind of like, I think they're just going to kind of let him kind of ride off.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Paul Walker in Fast and the Furious, they just had him ride off.
Or since, you know, the Worldwide Federation is now, or have always been like, together, what if there's like a break and it's like the Russians versus the United States or something, or the rest of the world, and he has to go join the Russians because he feels loyal to them, and there's like a computer animated one, he's like, I'll get you this time, Kirk, or something. That's.
I mean, they're the Federation of Planets. I think they have to really break off.
Planets, not planet. I guess.
There is more than one.
Did you think that world, that city world, was like ridiculously too big?
Which one?
The, you know, inside the bubble, where the main thing. Like, it was cool. You're like, oh man, it's a cool, you know, upside down world they created. But it's as you're like backing out and you're like, okay, this isn't a new planet. This is something that we created. I felt like it was too big. Because once you realize that they're not just streets, but they're like neighborhoods, just on this little, I was like, this thing is way too big. It would have taken like lifetimes to make, with super technology.
There's no way that got built between movie 2 and 3.
Exactly. Yeah, since Kurt, like, because you're watching them in Star Trek build the Enterprise, and it doesn't look like it's happening overnight. Like, it's in the background.
Oh, yeah, no.
What's it, yeah. What?
Well, in this one, when they're building it, it seems like it is pretty quick.
No, but the first one, it's like, okay, they still, even in this future world, they still have to build stuff. They still need a general contractor to go put sheet metal, you know, on the Enterprise. So if that's the case, and there's not like mega robots, lightning building things, then I don't think there's any way that this world was created and where the center of gravity is. It sucks to live in the middle of the city, I guess, because you float around and to a big giant vent that could kill everyone or something. Is that a spoiler? No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think overall, though, in this movie, they did a good job with the crew, really kind of giving each of them their own little story.
Ooh, Sulu's gay.
Yeah.
That was exciting. Really, I didn't see Sulu that gay.
They give Spock and Uhura a little something. They give Bones a little bit. Like, they did a good job kind of hitting on each character.
Yeah, as a whole, the whole entire franchise so far has done what I guess Joss Whedon couldn't do in a season of Firefly, is to get everyone to love, you know, all these individual characters.
Although this has been going on for quite some time since the 60s.
Like, it's like a new Bones and a new Sulu and a new Uhura. Was the original actress who played Uhura, was she a like really pretty lady? I shouldn't say that. No, because I think this one is, but I was like, oh, I feel like she was like an older woman in the old ones, but maybe by the time I started watching
it. She was by the time we got to like Star Trek VI. Yeah. So overall, you enjoyed it?
I loved it. I think it's great. Would you put it, if you were going to rank all Star Trek films, now, the Next Generation ones, what were they called? Nemesis? There was movies.
Generations would basically have been 7. After that was Insurrection, which would have been... No, not Insurrection. First Contact, which would have been 8. Then Insurrection. Then Nemesis. I think that's how it went.
Got it. So I don't think I saw Insurrection.
Insurrection's with the villain who kind of had his face stretched back. Like he was stretching his skin.
Yeah. I'm not a big Next Generation guy. I know that's like a big deal.
I enjoy the Next Generation.
I just never watched it. I watched the original ones. So anyways, let's say, so what, there's 10 films altogether then? Or 11?
Well, if you count the new ones, this will be Star Trek, what, 13?
What? 13?
13.
Did you just count out 13? Did you just count out that many a second ago? Jeez. All right. this question might be stupid now. Where do you put this one in the 13 if you were ranking them from favorite to least favorite?
I don't even know.
I mean, these three have got to be at least 1, 2, and 3.
Out of these three, I would probably put the first one first, then this one, and then Into Darkness.
If you had to drop these into the whole mix of all the other 10 movies, don't you think these three are always going to be like 1, 2, and 3, and then everything else kind of follows? I know you like Wrath of Khan.
Star Trek 2 would definitely be top of the list, no matter what. I don't think anything can...
All right, here's mine. It goes... Star Trek, like, the first one of this new series, the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek, and then Beyond, and then the one with, the last one was Into Darkness.
Into Darkness.
And then, like, all the rest of them. Well, actually, no, all the 5 originals, and then all the rest of them. Because I like the 5 originals. I like, you know, I would put those episode 4, episode 2, episode 3, episode 1, episode 5. That 5th one was dumb where they find God.
Well, there were 6.
There were 6 with the original?
With the original
Picard
cast, there were
in?
6.
I don't consider Picard a cast.
Picard came
cast.
In Generations, which was 7, where they... William
was
Shatner
6?
Was in it, but they kind of did this whole, like, tried to cross over between the two.
So you had the first one, you had the second one's Wrath of Khan, third one's Search for Spock, fourth one's Venture Home, or...
The Voyage Home. 5 was The Final Frontier, where they're searching for God. And
yeah,
then
that
6...
one was... They're still in the Klingon Bird of Prey then, right? They don't have the Enterprise back.
I think they got the Enterprise back, and then Spock's brother comes in, and...
Oh, I do remember that.
Then 6 was The Undiscovered Country.
Do you remember...
With the Klingons again.
Do you remember the question that Kirk had for God that, like, stumped him?
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I remember. He goes, and he does it in this awesome William Shatner way. It's like, what does God need with a spaceship? That's my best William Shatner, which sounds nothing like him. He goes, what does God need with a spaceship? And then God's like, well, I didn't think of that question because it wasn't really, wasn't it like some dude with like a Wizard of Oz sort of like projector?
I kind of
like, don't
that,
look behind the space.
I
kind
of put
rock.
That one out of my mind. That one was.
It was bad. And then that stumps them, and then God gets angry and tries to blow them up, and they make it out. What does God do with the spaceship? And they're like, ah, damn it, Kirk. I did not think about that. Right? What does God do with the spaceship? That's it. That's my order. These three, and then all the rest of them, way far behind. And then, but this one, I actually really liked it. I think I like all those cast members. Zach Quinto, he's freaking awesome.
Like out of the originals, I like 2 and 6 are my two favorite. And then the Next Generation movie is First Contact with the Borg, and I really enjoyed their last one, Nemesis, with Tom Hardy. Most people didn't know was the villain of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, he was the villain.
The bad
it was
boy.
The I think it was like his first movie or something like that.
The brain. But that's a good one. I thought the villain, who was Eric Bana, was the villain in the first one, the first Star Trek?
Yes.
I thought he was a good villain. I liked his plight. I liked his revenge motive. I liked the anger. He was for real. He was going to kill these people, and he didn't care because of what they did to him. I thought Khan could have been a little bit better, even though it's Benedict Cumberbatch and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great actor, but my biggest beef with that one was really redoing the Khan storyline. Like, you've reset this. You've reset the timeline. You need to go with the same thing next, but just flipping things around. Like, that just didn't work for me.
Yeah. I needed to redo my William Shatner impersonation. I'd be like, because what's his deal? What does God need with a spaceship? That's better, right? Right? What does God need with a spaceship? Was he a handsome guy, too? Chicks loved him, right? Women loved him.
Well, I mean, they loved Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's William Shatner. Ooh, of course they love.
I heard someone say that. They think that... Captain Kirk was way more of a sexual being than they have made Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Why do I always do that? I always do that.
Who's playing Kirk now?
Yes, not Chris Hemsworth. He's playing Thor. What if Thor and Captain Kirk get in a fight? No. Yes, Chris Pine. I like Chris Pine, and I like that he's going to be in Wonder Woman also.
That's going to be a good one. So overall, would you recommend this movie?
Absolutely. Unless you came and said, I hate all Star Trek movies, and I'd be like, you probably don't want to see it.
But true. That, if you don't like Star Trek, don't go see it.
I would like it. I thought it was a really good time. It was fun.
If you enjoy a good action movie.
Was cool. The new girl with the white tattoos and stuff.
She was very cool. Like Guardians of the Galaxy to me.
Very Guardians of the Galaxy. But no.
But yes. I would say, yes, see it in the theater. Just the big action sequences in the theater.
Four thumbs up from us, because...
So, moving on, some things we're watching at home that maybe we would recommend to you. Mine right now is I'm really into Stranger Things on Netflix. I haven't finished it yet. I'm only 5 episodes in.
It is so freaking good. And, like, it's you know, because Netflix keeps coming out with really good ones. But this one, there's so many people talking about it. It's like House of Cards. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Orange is the New Black. Everyone's seen it. That, like, all day in the coffee shop, people were like... Oh, you know, Stranger Things is so good. It is really good.
Oh, yeah. It,
nostalgic.
And if you haven't seen anything for it, I don't know how you haven't heard. Like, it's the hot new thing right now.
And if you don't have Netflix, then you probably don't like movies.
It's kind of a throwback to the 80s. I look at it as like a Stand By Me if Stephen King wrote it with John Carpenter doing the music.
And a little bit of Poltergeist.
Yeah.
In it. That kind
of
issues.
It's just a fun, weird throwback.
And why not a writer? She's so awesome. Like, she's so cool. I think she's a good actress.
She's doing a great job in it.
She plays that, like, white trash role really well. No, it's good. I like it. I think the acting's really good. The story's good. I just finished and thought was awesome, Mr. Robot.
I have not seen that.
On Amazon Prime is how you can watch it, or USA if you have cable. It's really good. It's about sort of this hacker guy... want to take down the government and take down, you know, our way of life, but in a good way. Like, not in a, I want to kill everyone, I want to free everyone from this, you know, apocalypse of...
I know, it's got a lot of critical acclaim, and they've won some awards, didn't it?
And Christian Slater's in it. Oh, the perfect mix, Winona Ryder and Christian Slater. Have they ever been in a movie together?
I don't know.
I'm thinking.
I don't think so
either. Gosh, now we're going to have to IMDb it, and then I'm going to feel dumb if they are. I was thinking I went to Mermaids with Cher. Because remember Mermaids?
Yeah. As soon as you said Christian Slater, I went to Pump Up the Volume.
Ooh, I went to Gleaming the Cube.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Or Cher in, not Cher the actress, but Cher, Alicia Silverstone's character in Clueless. When she goes, all I want to do is grow up and marry Christian Slater and die. Which is a great...
I thought we were doing some sort of like a Kevin Bacon thing. Trying to connect them in 6 degrees or less.
200 degrees of Christian Slater, because that might be... What? Christian Slater was in Interview with the Vampire. I totally forgot he was the guy giving the interview. Oh, True Romance. Have you seen True Romance? It is. Quentin Tarantino wrote it. Didn't direct it, but wrote it.
He wrote it. Nice movie from the early 90s.
I don't think I'm seeing Winona Ryder in any of these. All right. Back to the drawing board on that one. It would have been a great ending segment. Like, what? And now we just linked Winona Ryder and Christian Slater. You're welcome.
Our recommendations this week, Stranger Things and Mr. Robot. You can watch them on your streaming services at home. Netflix for Stranger Things and Amazon Prime for Mr. Robot.
And tonight we will be seeing Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
I'm excited for it. So
I'm really excited.
I know that a lot of people are not. A lot of people are haters of the DC franchise, and it's
going in a different direction right now, and I'm not going to give too much of my thoughts. I'll save that for the next time, but they're going in a different direction than the Marvel, and I'm digging it.
Yeah. And they could all beat up Marvel characters any day of the week. We all know that.
Well, everyone out there listening, thanks for listening to our first ever podcast.
First ever.
Hopefully we can keep this going and bring you more of our reviews.